This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح لله ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش. يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير. له ملك السماوات والأرض وإلى الله ترجع الأمور. يولج الليل في النهار ويولج النهار في الليل وهو عليم بذات الصدور. آمنوا بالله ورسوله وأنفقوا مما جعلكم مستخلفين فيه، فالذين آمنوا منكم وأنفقوا لهم أجر كبير. وما لكم لا تؤمنون بالله والرسول يدعوكم لتؤمنوا بربكم وقد أخذ ميثاقكم إن كنتم مؤمنين. هو الذي ينزل على عبده آيات بينات ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور، وإن الله بكم لرؤوف رحيم. وما لكم ألا تنفقوا في سبيل الله ولله ميراث السماوات والأرض، لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل، أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا، وكلا وعد الله الحسنى والله بما تعملون خبير. من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعفه له وله أجر كريم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من المشرك بك شيئا أستغفرك لما لا أعلم. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Indeed, all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu anfiqu. The one who said, O you who believe, spend. All praises belong to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise him, we seek his assistance, and we seek his guidance. And we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils of our souls and the adverse consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees guidance upon, then none can misguide him. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees misguidance upon, then none can guide him. And peace and salutations be upon the final messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who said, Anfiq yabna Adam yunfaq alayk. The one who said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spend, O son of Adam, and you will be spent upon. My dear brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the outset of our time together to grant us all sincerity, to make our attendance solely for his sake alone, to make us those that hear a good word and follows it. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inspire us with practice, an ability to practice upon all beneficial matters learned until the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon all able. My dear brothers and sisters, to start off our topic, I want to share with you a story I shared with your brothers and sisters in the UK some time ago. The story relates to a wonderful person, a man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed with wealth, and a man that migrated to a country known as Malawi many, many years ago. This person was a unique person. He was a very unique person. In fact, it is said that Islam was revived in this country, Malawi, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of this person. His name was Muhammad Munif Nahdi. This servant of Allah was unique in that the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him, the more he gave for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, he is one person that I've witnessed that if there was any charitable program going on in the community and the people running this program did not approach him for a donation, he would be visibly upset. Visibly upset, not with them, but at the fact that, subhanallah, he wasn't inspired to play a hand of good in this good that was taking place, subhanallah. And I've visibly witnessed him asking himself that, what sin did I do that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blocked my participation in this good, subhanallah. What an amazing person he was. This person, my dear brothers and sisters, passed away early in 2011. He passed away suddenly. And after he passed away, as I said, the impact he had on this country was amazing. It was amazing that we can say the country came to a stop. It came to a stop. And a document was published citing the good spending and the good acts of this person. And by Allah, the work he was involved in was far greater than the work I ever knew. Allahu Akbar. He was a man who did and spent the more Allah gave him, but he did it so secretly that no one even knew of where his hand was involved in. I promise you, this document listed many masajid that were built by this man, many madaris and schools that were built by this man, many institutes dedicated towards looking after new Muslims was built by this man. Many of the orphans in this country, Malawi, as well as other countries, were sponsored in terms of their education, and they were sent abroad to study in some of the most amazing universities overseas, and he was financing their education. Subhanallah. All this came to light. People's stories started coming out. Messages were going up on forums. Websites were receiving messages about the impact this man had to play in their lives. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. May Allah make us people like these. And may Allah gather us with those who spend sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. Ameen. Ameen. He indeed was a man, my dear brothers and sisters, who loved to play a part in easing the difficulties of others. And as I think of this man, I cannot help but think of a greater man. A greater man. The best man who walked the face of this earth. Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his selflessness and his love for making other people's problems his problem, and his love to strive in easing their affairs.